Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Product-Led Growth, How to Build a Product That Sells Itself by Wes Bush is a business and marketing book focused on software and SaaS growth strategy. Its central argument is that a product can become the main engine of acquisition, conversion, and retention when it is designed to deliver value quickly and clearly to users. Rather than treating sales and marketing as the primary drivers of growth, the book shows how product experience, onboarding, user activation, and model selection shape revenue outcomes. It is aimed at founders, product leaders, marketers, and growth teams who want a practical framework for building companies that scale efficiently. The book is especially relevant in markets where buyers prefer to try software before committing, and where early product value can substitute for heavy upfront selling. Its purpose is not just to define product-led growth, but to explain how to apply it through operational choices that affect the full customer journey. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, product-led growth as a company-wide go-to-market strategy. The book treats product-led growth as more than a feature of product design. It presents PLG as a full go-to-market strategy that changes how marketing, sales, product, and customer success work together. The product is not merely the thing being sold. It is the primary channel through which prospects discover value, adopt the offer, and move toward paid usage. This is what distinguishes PLG from traditional lead generation models that rely heavily on outbound sales or promotional campaigns. Bush argues that when users can experience the product directly, companies can reduce friction in the buying process and align internal teams around actual usage rather than assumed demand. The strategic implication is important growth decisions shift from persuasion-first thinking to value-first thinking. That means success depends on whether the product demonstrates usefulness fast enough to create momentum. This makes PLG a structural business model, not just a tactic for acquiring more users cheaply. Secondly, onboarding as the critical bridge between signup and real value. A major emphasis in the book is onboarding, because early user experience determines whether people return after initial signup. Bush stresses that many products lose potential customers not because the idea is weak, but because the first use experience is confusing, slow, or overloaded. The onboarding framework is designed to remove friction and help users reach an early success moment as quickly as possible. That matters because users rarely convert simply from curiosity. They convert after they understand the product's value in a concrete way. The book frames onboarding as a revenue function, not just a UX detail. In practice, this means focusing on the sequence of actions that lead a new user from registration to activation, identifying bottlenecks, and improving clarity at each step. The reasoning is straightforward. If value is delayed, churn rises. If value is obvious, conversion becomes more natural. This makes onboarding one of the most important leverage points in a PLG motion. Thirdly, using product-qualified leads to measure meaningful product engagement. The book gives special attention to product-qualified leads, or PQLs, because they help companies identify users who have experienced real product value. Unlike traditional marketing-qualified leads, PQLs are based on actual usage behavior rather than surface-level interest. That distinction matters because a person who signs up is not necessarily a serious buyer, while a user who has reached meaningful activation is much closer to conversion. Bush uses this concept to show how product usage can become a better signal for sales and customer success decisions. The practical value of PQLs is that they align teams around evidence of engagement instead of vanity metrics. They also support more efficient handoffs, since sales outreach can be timed to moments when the user already understands the product. The deeper idea is that growth should follow demonstrated need, not just demographic fit or lead volume. In this way, PQLs make product behavior measurable as a growth asset. Fourthly, choosing between freemium and free trial based on buying behavior. Another concrete topic in the book is model selection, especially the difference between freemium and free trial approaches. Bush does not treat these as interchangeable packaging choices. Instead, he presents them as different ways of shaping how users discover value and when they are pushed toward payment. A free trial works best when the product can show its benefits quickly, and the user is likely to evaluate it within a limited period. Freemium can be stronger when ongoing usage, habit formation, or network effects help the product spread organically. The book's logic is that the right model depends on how users naturally adopt the product and what kind of value they experience first. This is an important analytical point because many companies choose a model based on imitation rather than fit. Bush encourages readers to think about whether the product is meant to be tried briefly or used repeatedly before upgrade pressure appears. That choice shapes conversion behavior, user expectations, and retention patterns. Lastly, why product-led growth works best when the product solves a sharp user problem. The book repeatedly returns to one underlying requirement: the product must solve a real and clearly defined user problem. Product-led growth cannot compensate for weak product-market fit. If the product does not deliver obvious value, no onboarding sequence or trial model will create a durable growth. Bush stresses understanding the end user, their job to be done, and the specific pain the product removes. This focus explains why PLG often works well in SaaS digital products can be tested quickly, updated continuously, and improved from usage data. The book also underscores the importance of iteration, because user feedback and behavior reveal whether the product experience is actually working. This makes PLG a feedback-driven model, where the product is constantly refined around observed behavior. The broader implication is that growth and product quality are inseparable. Companies that ignore this relationship may generate signups, but fail to produce conversions, retention, or referrals. The strength of the book lies in showing that scalable growth begins with product usefulness, not promotional intensity. In conclusion, this book is best suited for SaaS founders, product managers, growth marketers, and business leaders who need a clear framework for converting product usage into revenue. It is especially useful for teams evaluating freemium or free trial models, redesigning onboarding, or trying to define better activation and conversion metrics. Readers will benefit most if they want a practical explanation of how product behavior can replace some traditional sales pressure without eliminating commercial discipline. What makes the book stand out is its operational focus. Many books discuss growth at a high level, but this one connects strategy to specific levers such as onboarding, product qualified leads, and company-wide alignment around user value. It is also positioned more as a playbook than a theory book, which makes it useful for implementation. Compared with broader startup or marketing books, it is narrower in scope but more actionable for product-led SaaS businesses. Its main contribution is showing that growth becomes more efficient when the product itself is designed to create the conditions for purchase, retention, and advocacy. If you would like to support Wes Bush, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.